From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi is a free woman walking out of her home today in Myanmar, where she had been held under house arrest for more than 7 years. She was greeted by cheering supporters. Suu Kyi told the crowd that, quote, "We still have a lot of things to do." Suu Kyi once lived in London and Oxford, where she raised her two sons with her British husband, who died in 1999. Her younger son, Kim, lives in the UK and has not seen his mother in 10 years. As Larry Miller reports from London, reaction from Britain to her release has been both welcoming and cautious.
Prime Minister David Cameron says the release of Aung San Suu Kyi is long overdue and her detention was a travesty. He describes the Nobel Peace Prize recipient as an inspiration for those who believe in freedom, democracy, and human rights. Foreign Secretary William Hague says her treatment had been deeply unjust. However, the pressure group Burma Campaign UK warns her release should not be interpreted that Burma is ready for democratic reform. Her international lawyer, Jared Genzer, echoes that.
What the junta would like more than anything else is for people to, from a distance, say, well, they've had elections, she's now free, everything is better in Burma, we can leave them alone. And that would be, in my view, a huge mistake.
Amnesty International calls on Burma to release all its prisoners of conscience. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama is spending his last hours in Japan and focusing on Russian diplomacy. He's been meeting with the Russian president to discuss the nuclear treaty the two signed back in April. The White House is still working to find the Republican votes to ratify the pact. One of Mr. Obama's last stops in Japan will be to see an iconic Buddha statue that he once saw as a child. A power struggle reportedly has been averted among House Democrats. As NPR's Luis Schiavone reports, the outgoing Speaker of the House is trying to make room for her outgoing majority leadership team.
Having lost at least 60 seats in the midterm elections, the top House Democratic position, previously Speaker, will be minority leader. With now Speaker Nancy Pelosi running for that post, former Majority Leader Steny Hoyer signaled his intention to run for Minority Whip. So did the current Majority Whip, Jim Clyburn. Now Pelosi has announced a compromise for her team, creating a third-ranking minority slot for Clyburn. But even though it appears she's put out this political brush fire, Pelosi is not expected to cakewalk to the role of minority leader. She's been under fire from conservatives and moderates in her own party. Luis Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
It has been anticipated for weeks, but today Rahm Emanuel formally announced his candidacy for the Chicago mayoral race. The former White House chief of staff faces a crowded field with about a half dozen candidates expressing interest in the job. This is NPR. A political expert is stressing the death of two Mexican cartel leaders will not cripple organized crime south of the border. James Bleers in Mexico reports.
In less than 12 months, Mexican Marines have shot dead the leader of the Beltran Labor Cartel and the boss of the Gulf Cartel. Politics and history specialist Professor Lorenzo Mayer from the College of Mexico says transportation and distribution of narcotics into the United States from these illicit organizations has not been affected, but explains that power struggles for vacant leadership positions within them are likely to cause more violence on the streets and a fragmentation which will result in smaller criminal enterprises forming. Mexico's drug war is almost 4 years old. It's claimed more than 30,000 lives. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Police in western Pennsylvania are trying to find out what happened at a home this morning in Erie where four family members were found dead. Lieutenant Tom Eberline is with Erie Police.
We're investigating a possible murder-suicide involving a family, the father, the mother, and two children that were killed and one that was wounded.
A local television station is reporting neighbors heard shots this morning and that all of the bodies were found in the kitchen of the home. Arizona voters are saying yes to legalizing medical marijuana in the state. Proposition 203 is won by a margin of just over 4,300 votes. The measure will allow patients with chronic or debilitating diseases like cancer to buy 2.5 ounces of marijuana every 2 weeks, or they can grow their own. Arizona is the 15th state to approve a medical marijuana law. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.